Chapter 8. The Loophole. Heliox sat facing Wisfiddle from across the table. His arms were crossed and his eyes were stern. He looked perturbed.
"That's not exactly finishing the quest now, is it?" he said to Wisfiddle.
"I'm sorry," Wisfiddle replied, confused. "But what happened?"
"You got them to say it,"
answered Heliox with a grunt.
"Say what?"
"One plus one equals two."
"I don't understand. I mean, eh?"
Wisfiddle suddenly sat back and blinked.
"No," he said with a snort. "It can't have been that easy."
"Don't play dumb, old man," Heliox said. "I've been tricked by your kind before."
"My kind?"
"Wizards."
"Oh, right. So you're saying that I didn't have to actually teach them mathematics?"
"Not according to the specifics of my quest parameters," answered Heliox sourly. "I always miss something like that. You'd think after so many years of doing this that I'd be more careful."
"Huh?"
Wisfiddle said thoughtfully, and then he brightened.
"Does this mean I get me diamonds?"
"It does," affirmed Heliox, "but I'm not fond of being tricked."
"Hot damn!"
Wisfiddle shouted. Then he reached across the table and snagged one of the two shot glasses that had been sat on a pedestal, downing it in one gulp.
"No!"
yelled Heliox. But it was too late. Wisfiddle had downed the contents of the glass. It burned differently than alcohol, and it had more of a fruity flavour than what he'd drunk before. Slowly, he put the glass down as Heliox slumped in his chair.
"Was that your drink or something?" Wisfiddle replied apologetically. "I'll happily buy you another."
An instant later, a human blinked into the chair to the right of Wisfiddle. He was sitting next to where Wisfiddle had taken the drink. He was a haggard-looking fellow. While he couldn't have been even close to Wisfiddle's age, he looked easily 20 years older than the elderly wizard. His face was drawn, his eyes were sunken, his frame was frail, and his wisps of white hair barely covered his spotted head.
"I've done it,"
the man said tiredly.
"Yes," Heliox replied, looking worried. "You have, Sir Claiborne."
"What's he done?"
asked Wisfiddle.
"I've slain a dragon,"
Claiborne replied.
"It was much easier than I had expected. I think there may have been something wrong with it. It didn't move much, and I think it was passing gas, since I kept smelling the distinct odour of rotten cheese as I hacked it to death, maybe due to fear."
He looked about for a moment and then shrugged.
"Oh, and it tasted funny."
Wisfiddle glanced over at Heliox, who gently shook his head in return. It seemed that the fates sometimes set up quests to be easier than others. Even though Wisfiddle's had turned out to be rather simple indeed, it had been intended to be quite a challenge. But to create a quest to slay a dragon made of cheese, that was just kind.
"Interesting," was all Wisfiddle offered in reply.
"Yes, it was,"
Claiborne said before turning back to Heliox.
"Here I had expected to die in less than 2 weeks, but because you have given me this chance, I will now be made young again, and will then be given thousands of years more to live."
"Well,"
Heliox said, in a not-so-sure, high-pitched voice,
"not quite."